See, the devil, he learns from your mistakes, even if you don't. That's how he keeps you in cycles.
Hey guys, and welcome back to Sacred Singleness. Can I just say this? This season has been something else, and we've been exposing the enemy left and right: lust, lies, comparison. And today we're going to uncover another tactic that hits us all at some point, and that is discouragement and doubt. Now listen, discouragement is sneaky, and it doesn't come crashing in like lust at all. It doesn't shout like comparison either. It creeps in quietly, often after disappointment. And it shows up when you're waiting, right? When things don't go the way you hoped, when you're tired of praying in the same prayer with no answer. And if we're not careful, discouragement can lead to doubt. And doubting God's timing, doubting his promises, doubting ourselves. And that's exactly where the devil wants us. So let's break it down together, right? And let's be honest, discouragement is everywhere right now. Maybe you've been praying for a spouse for years and it feels like crickets, right? Maybe you thought 2024 will be the year you finally meet someone or get that breakthrough, but it didn't happen. I know for a fact I met that person in 2024 and I thought that was going to be my breakthrough, and you know, but that it didn't happen. I met them, but it didn't work out. And so, I don't know, maybe you're grinding at your job, trying to save, and you can't seem to get ahead, right? And our single parents like myself, maybe we're pouring out, you know, day and night, but you feel, I don't know, unseen, like nobody gets how heavy it is. And that's when your discouragement whispers, what's the point? Maybe it'll never happen. Maybe God forgot me. Maybe, you know, we're not good enough. And anybody ever been there? Because I know I have. Okay, I know I have. And the devil's agenda with discouragement, it's a completely different thing. So this is why it's such a dangerous weapon, because if the enemy can discourage you, he can distract you. And if he can distract you, he can derail you. And discouragement leads to doubt. And doubt, if it sits too long, it leads to unbelief. And unbelief shuts down faith, right? And what does Hebrews 11:6 say? It says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. And that's the devil's goal, not just to make you sad, right? But to make you stop believing, to make you stop praying, to make you stop expecting. Because the moment you stop expecting, you stop preparing, right? Look at Moses. You know, these are some of the strongest people, and they wrestled with this. So like I said, Moses called by God, right? But discouraged when Pharaoh made things worse. He asked God, why did you even send me? If you want to read the story, it's in Exodus 5, okay? And Elijah, you know, after a big victory, he got so discouraged, he wanted to die. And that's in First Kings chapter 19. And if you even want to go any further, we talk about Thomas when, you know, he walked with Jesus, but after the crucifixion, where am I getting these words from? My head. He doubted so much. He said, unless I see it, I won't believe it. And that was in John 20. Guys, I'm trying to get the word out. I'm so exhausted today, but I'm trying to get the word out. So, you know, discouragement and doubt are nothing new. But in every case, God showed up with reassurance, with strength, with proof of his presence. So I encourage you to go back and read those chapters, okay? So let's make it practical for our 2025 life, right? You know, let's talk about how you finally start dating someone. It looks promising, and then boom, they ghosted you. Wow. Well, can we say discouragement? That happens more than we think. People's nowadays ways to not deal with it is just ghosting. And it's so easy to ghost because, you know, you sit behind technology, right? There's so many options out there. People are just constantly looking and looking and looking and they never get fulfilled. But yeah, it's easy to ghost. Or you thought your career would be further by now, right? But you're still hustling paycheck to paycheck. And now here comes doubt creeping in. And as a single mom or dad, you know, you thought like by now there'd be a partner to share the load, right? Discouragement hits again. And then it says, maybe this isn't for you. And if we're honest, I'm going to tell you, discouragement isn't always loud, right? Sometimes it's just this subtle heaviness that we feel. You know, you still love God, you still show up, but your hope feels a little dimmer. And that's what the devil wants, to dim your hope until it burns out. And I got to tell you, I felt like this not too long ago. Not too long ago. And by not too long ago, I mean a couple months ago. Right? I was still going to church. I was still praising God. But something inside of me, you know, was somewhat losing hope in what I was asking, right? So I realized that after doing my Bible study about the tactics of the devil, I started to realize that that was one of his tactics. And I told myself, you know, no matter what, my heart posture will always remain the same. But I had to let that little voice inside of me go, because it was literally tearing me up. And if you allow it, he'll steal your joy. He'll steal that little faith that you have. And he'll reel you right back into his side. But, you know, we don't have to live under this cloud. And things we can do to fight it back is acknowledge it, right? Don't fake it. Tell God when you're discouraged. You know, sit down, have a talk with him. He listens, y'all. He listens. Sit down. It don't matter, in your car, in the toilet, in the shower, in your couch, and wherever you are, God meets us where we are. Okay, have a talk with him. Talk out loud, like if you're crazy, who cares? Like, have that relationship with God. Just talk into the air. Okay, you know, tell him when you're discouraged. You know, David did it all through Psalms. Go back to what God already did, okay? Sometimes the best antidote, you know, for our discouragement is remembering how faithful he was to us in the past. If he did it before, he'll do it again. That hardship that you were going through and he made it, you know, you made it through, that was nothing but the grace of him. You know, if you needed to pay your rent and you didn't know how your money was going to come up and all of a sudden it showed, that was him. Speak the word out loud. You know, Romans chapter 10, 17 says that faith comes by hearing, right? Remembering your ears, or not remembering, but remind your ears what your heart forgot, you know? Surround yourself with encouragers. You know, you need people who will speak life when you can't find the words. And we need to shift our focus to purpose, right? Ask God, what can I do in this season while I wait? Because discouragement loses power when you're walking in purpose. And yes, discouragement may visit, but it doesn't, you know, get to live rent free in our hearts. Don't allow it. And I know that the waiting can feel endless, ladies. I know. But don't let discouragement trick you into settling for less than God's best, okay? And I know the weight of expectation is heavy, my men. I know. But don't let doubt make you believe you're failing, okay? You're not. You're not. Don't allow other people's timelines and things, you know, derail you from your purpose. And for us single parents, you know, I see you. God sees you. The devil will love to make you believe your story is stuck. But listen, your children are not evidence of failure. They're evidence of blessings. And I'm going to continue to say that in every episode if I have the chance. So some questions that you might want to ask yourself this week is, where have I felt most discouraged lately? And I want you to be honest about it, okay? And how has the discouragement shaped my choices or my prayers? What promises from God do I need to cling on to again? And who can I let into my life to remind me of truth when I forget? And I don't want you to rush past this, okay? I really, really want you guys to get honest and write it out and pray it out, okay? Always pray it out. Always. So let's go ahead and let's pray. Lord, thank you for discouragement and doubt. Don't have the final say. For every listener, every woman, every man, every single parent, meet them right where they are. Lift the heaviness, God. Silence the lies. Remind them that your promises are still true. Strengthen their faith. Rekindle their hope. Help them to keep walking, even when the wait feels long. Father, turn discouragement into courage and doubt into deeper trust. In Jesus' name, we pray, amen. And guys, that was episode 4. The enemy may use discouragement, but we don't have to let it win. Hope is still alive. God is still working, and your story is still unfolding. So I will see you guys next time on Sacred Singleness. And until then, keep your head up, your heart open, and your faith strong. Until next time, guys. Bye. To break all these cycles, generational cycles, financial cycles, painful cycles, cycles.
Have you ever had a moment where you think, man, someone should really do something about this? Then you realize, maybe that someone is you. Well, with the help of GoFundMe, you can change someone's life. You could start a GoFundMe to help a friend pay for school, fund that new community space, or help a local kid finally get to that national competition. I've seen this myself. Last year, a friend of mine launched a GoFundMe to help with medical bills after an unexpected surgery. It was incredible how fast the support rolled in. People want to help. They just need a way to do it. And GoFundMe makes it easy. So, do you have a dream, a person, or a cause in your life that could use some support? Don't wait for someone else to bring change. You can be the one who makes a difference. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com.